You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to another great edition of Peace and Wellness, June the 15th, Saturday. Every Saturday, this broadcast comes to you at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here on 89.9 FM on the Treasure Coast and in South Florida, with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, in Power Evangelism Ministries. We'd like to invite you to Summer Extreme Faith Youth and Young Adult Camp. It's going to be July 1st through July 6th. It's going to be in Iowa. So if you're interested in sending your youth or young adult, if you're out of school, middle school, high school age, or maybe you're home for internship at college, and you want to come and be a part of this Extreme Faith Youth Camp, it's going to be July 1st through July 6th. You can contact Power Evangelism Ministries at 561-337-9018, or you can email us at info@powerevangelism.net, or you can go to our website and send us a request, and we can send you some free information. We have a promotion. We have a promo that we'll send to you, and also we have a brochure that we have. It's $380 that covers per child. That covers their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That covers their transportation. And that covers every single day of the fun they're going to have. So much fun. We're going to have zip line. They have archery. They have snowshoeing. They have a water slide. They have a pool. We play team games, fun team games, interactive team games, indoor light-up neon dodgeball, which is pretty cool. So many fun activities. Bonfire with s'mores, marshmallows. It's really fun. And so much more. But the most important thing we do, we seek God. We worship the Lord. We fellowship with each other as believers, and we do different workshops and have fun together and grow together in faith and fellowship, because that's what it's all about, is the body of Christ and young people getting to know each other and people their age and fellowshipping and seeing the hunger in each other and also having fun. Because young people love to have fun, and they have a lot of passion, they have a lot of energy. So we keep them busy all day and all evening. So if you're interested in sending a young person to this camp, it is life-changing. It is July 1st to July 6th, and you can come, whatever church or ministry you're part of, or wherever you are. Maybe you're not in a church, and you say, well, I need my young person to get saved. I want to hear the gospel. This is a great place to send them. Or maybe maybe they're just wavering in their faith, and they need some encouragement in their faith. They need some more passion and good teaching and worship. This is the place to send them. And they're going to have so much fun. This will be the funnest thing they've done all summer. So July 1st to July 6th, Extreme Faith Youth Camp. It's going to be in Iowa with Power Evangelism Ministries. We'll be leaving on the last day of June. Sunday afternoon after church. So meet us there June 30th in the afternoon. We'll be heading out because July 1st is Monday. So if you're interested in coming, today's the 15th. We're 15 days away till we leave. That's only 2 weeks and 1 day before we head off to Iowa for this awesome, life-changing youth and young adult Extreme Faith Camp. And teach them how to increase their faith. How to have faith in being in a secular school environment, how to stand up for Jesus in your faith, and how to have passion, how to win your other youth to Jesus, and how to walk in the gifts of the Spirit, and so much more, and just to open up and just be free and love the Lord with all your heart and all your mind and all your might. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be exciting. We have a lot of games. We play basketball. We play flag football, and just a lot of fun things for the guys and the girls. They have a lot of fun with the archery and the rock climbing and the zip line and so much other fun activities that we do, and also the fellowship we have at the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and much more. So I want to encourage you to come. Sign up today. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be awesome. Apostle Solomon will be there teaching the Word of God, leading us in worship, and doing all kinds of things that inspire the young people in their faith. And if you want to come and be a part of this, it will really bless you, and it's life-changing. We have a brochure. We continue free in the mail. You can call us at 561-337-9018. Or just call the prayer line and say, hey, I want to ask about the Extreme Faith Youth Camp for my youth or young adult. We want to know more about it, and we'd like to participate. We'll give you the information and the cost. And we'd love for you to be a part of this. and your life will never, ever be the same. So again, thank you for tuning in this wonderful broadcast, Piercing Darkness Radio Broadcast. Don't forget, we also have a special event coming up September 13th and 14th. It's going to be at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, two nights of miracles. The 13th is a Friday, the 14th is a Saturday, and it is free admission. It's in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach. It's all for everybody in all of Florida, South Florida, United States. Wherever you are in the world, everybody is welcome to go. It's going to be life-changing. We've done this event the last several years. Last year it was in August. This year it's going to be in September. So everybody will have plenty of time to plan and come to this event. Everybody goes back to school and work, and it's going to be a great time to plan for that weekend of the 13th and 14th, Friday and Saturday. And we have a special landing page called TwoNightsOfMiracles.com. Has some hotels on there you can get discounts on. If you're local, you can probably just drive from home, but if you want to stay in a hotel local right there and just go to both the days and just enjoy the downtown West Palm and City Place and the beach, you can all do that as well. We have some, there's restaurants all around there, fun activities you can do in the services.
Send revival in the house. Send revival, 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 revival. Revival in the house. Send revival, send revival, send revival, send revival, send revival. Watch, 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 watch. Catch a fire.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We believe in God for revival to come. This is 2019. Miracles still happen. Our God is the same yesterday and forever. This apostle, I come to your life from the studio. lifting up Jesus and piercing darkness short. Don't touch that tire, please. Let everybody know that Jesus is Lord. We invite all of you to come join us on the show every Saturday at some time, lifting up Jesus, who's the same yesterday and forever. 561-337-908 is the number to call for prayer. 561-337-908. I want to believe God for revival. I want revival today. No delay. Jesus is coming back soon. We're going to enjoy the powerful word of God that God's going to release as I minister. And also, we're going to hear testimonies of people that God has touched through these services we do around the world, lifting up Jesus. The Bible says, and the name of Jesus must be lifted up, and the gospel must be preached throughout all the earth. Then the end shall come. So I'm excited about what God is doing. Take the limits of God. Get snap out of the comfort zone and believe God for the breakthrough. 561-337-9018. That's the number to call for prayer. That's 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with Jesus when you believe. We're excited about what God is doing. And also, we have a website. Our website is www.powerevangelism.net. Go ahead and let people know about this broadcast right now. Text, call, let them know to tune in and enjoy some uplifting word, testimony, music, encouraging moment to lift up Jesus, for Jesus must be lifted up and all the glory belongs to him. 561-337-908. We'll pray for you. God answers prayer.
Qui dit mami ou pas gen un témoignage pour bay me dit non il dit TV a te tombé sous pied petite là vraiment gon gros TV qui sorti tombé sous pied petite là moi même petite là pas ka lever petite là crier moi m'a prélambré pour moi même connait pied petite là cassé les relé ambulance yo checker yo qui dit l'hôpital les arrivé au pas petite là gen rien bay bon Dieu gloire pour ça.
What did God do for our sister there?
Yes, a huge TV fell on her daughter's leg and she thought it was broken. A huge TV.
Okay.
And she called the paramedics. They came over. They took the daughter to the hospital. After they check up everything, she was fine. Nothing was broken. So she gave God praise for that.
So is the TV okay? That's, I'm just being funny. As long as the child is fine, TV can be replaced but not a child. Thank God for protection.
Man. Hallelujah. Je te gon croisade à vous là, tu fais un Marriott hôtel Boynton Beach là. L'idée c'est tout le monde qui gagne un bar dans valise, ouvert valise, ça y est, jeune dans valise là, ouvert, Kimbel dans mes yeux. Moi-même, t'es Kimbel les machines, moi dans mes mains. L'idée c'est que mon cap recevoir l'argent, mon cap recevoir gold, mon cap recevoir chèque. Gen moun ka presevoir ça ou pas de penser à presevoir et à presevoir moi même pas de penser si m ta presevoir on bail ça que m recevoir m saute nan trip ki t'a fait Orlando samedi dimanche matin couché dans cavale pour qui relé pour qui dit m'a montré mon bail ça me levé malé les m'rivé en puis c'est une machine l'acheter pour moi 2014. Oui, bon Dieu, merci.
Let's hear what God has done for our sister here.
Yes, at one of the crusades that you were having in Boynton Beach, you prophesied, yes, and you said you had called everyone to open up their bags, and some would receive miracles, some would receive checks and keys and cars and all that.
Amen.
And she believed, and after she came back from the trip that we had at from the Holy Land, a friend of hers called her Saturday and was asking her to come over. When she went to the friend surprised her with a brand new 2014 car. She gave that.
Now listen to neighbor. Tell neighbor. Don't get jealous. If you believe, you shall receive. This woman has faith. All she did was open her purse and God dropped a 2014 debt free car.
Machine sans debt.
Boom, 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 zoop. Enjoy, sister. Somebody say hallelujah. Let's hear one more testimony.
561-337-9108. You can call for prayer. We'll give God praise for those testimonies. God can do the same for you. Only believe. These testimonies that build your faith and encourage you, that God answers prayer. When people come for prayer, we pray for them. The Lord moves in their lives. You can submit your prayer request simply by going to website or going to Facebook and inbox it. Apostle Ronald Sally. That's how you can find me on Facebook. Or you can go to our website, www.evangelism.net. God bless you. We'll hear more testimonies for the glory of God. You can call 561-337-9018. Let me say it slowly. You can call 561-337-9018 to submit your request.
Check 1, 2. There we go. Thanks, Caesar. Praise the Lord. One of our dear partners, her name is Catherine. She has been coming supporting Apostle for the last 10 years. And guess what? She showed up and she had knee bone to bone. Both of them, not just one, but two. Bone to bone. No cartilage. She went to specialist after specialist, doctor after doctor. Nothing can happen. So Apostle called a word of knowledge out. There's someone here with knee problems, knee pain, you need cartilage. She came forward and she said this before you got there, that you put her legs on a chair. She said she could. She was not afraid, but she said there was no way she could do that anytime before. She couldn't even do like this. So when she, Apostle put both her legs straight on the chair, she was kind of shocked. And he began to pray and prophesy over it. And then he told her to get up and begin to walk. And she testified that she came back on Saturday. This happened Friday. And she was one of the first ones there on Saturday. And she grabbed the microphone and testified and told the crowd, you need to believe God for your miracle, because if God did it for me, he can do it for you. Amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and she bought the Destiny package too. And she said, if you can't afford the Destiny package, you got to buy something, amen. You got $5, you got $10, you got to get something at the take table, amen. And then she told Apostle before he left, he said, please come back again very soon. Don't wait 3 months. And she has all the teachings, amen.
We give God glory to God for those testimonies. It's not a walk of a man, but a walk of the Holy Spirit. 561-337-9008. The Lord did a great miracle for the woman, and he can do the same for you. Jesus says in his word, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open for you. There's nothing too difficult for God. Joshua chapter 7. 7. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord, wherefore hast thou at all brought these people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been caught and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turned their backs before the enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us round and cut off our name from the earth. What wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? You see, when you talk to God, he answers. He says, verse 11, Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken of their cursed thing, and have also stolen it and disabled. Also, they have put it even among their own stuff. The things set apart that are cursed, which you set apart, it's not for them, it's for the Lord. And it says, no, therefore the children of Israel could not stand up before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they have accursed. They were accursed, neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy their cursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves again as tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel, thou canst not stand before thy enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. separating things that don't belong to you and remove them. Well, it's set apart for God. It belongs to God. It can't be mixed with your stuff. Great word. Great awakening word. Great encouraging word. So we know that God is going to speak to us today. And it's all for His glory. Because Jesus is Lord. And nothing is impossible when you believe. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. So we want to see the Lord speak to us this afternoon and encourage you to believe God for your deliverance, because nothing is impossible with our God when you believe. He's the same yesterday, He's the same today, and He's the same forever. 561-337-9018. I'll be back after this. Jesus is Lord.
Well, I'm new here, and I've been going to nursing school. Nursing school is very expensive, and I know I couldn't afford it. And extra bills was popping up out of nowhere. And I'm already fighting to stay in school and don't get kicked out. Because nursing school, you fail one class, you're out. And so I'm like, okay, God, I'm doing my part. And then they're sending bills while I'm in class. Like, so I'm like, okay, He's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. And then one day I went to the office. They're like, well, if you don't pay by Friday, we're pulling you out the classes. I'm like, it didn't click to me. I'm like, pouring down, crying, because I'm doing my best. And I called my sister, which is a daughter of God that is in my life. And she's like, you know what? Don't say nothing. And she came up to the school, and we're outside. Before she even stepped into the building, she's like, God already handled it. I'm looking at her. I'm like, yeah, God already handled it. I believed, and I was ready to receive, but she already knew it was done. So we went inside, we sat down, migraine in my head, I don't know what was going on. I didn't even have to talk. It was like God already had it done, and He paid $15,000 of my school.
Jesus!
Yes, yes.
Somebody call Jesus one more time!
Yes, really.
Tell it. Translate before I ask you one more question. Translate.
Alla te mai agi seke lina l'école infirmière. Et vous connaissez ici, de vous l'école infirmière, de vous pas passer en seule classe seulement, y a mettre dehors l'école là.
To God be the glory for those testimonies. 561-337-9008. We believe in miracles and believe in God. Jesus wants to restore you and deliver you from debt.
Around, God bless you. I know you're busy working, but you got to come share, because you shared your testimony with me earlier, and you're going to share again to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. I thought I was 5'1", but I was 4'11 and a half. And I checked my measurement yesterday.
Slow down. Stand right here because they can't hear you. Look at this beautiful woman. She's married. Where's her husband? Come here. Stand by your wife, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead. Testify. Let's see what God did for you.
Yes. This husband right here. I had to plug in my flat iron and I couldn't. and he wouldn't sometime. So I would have to struggle. So last week, I testified I was 5'2", and I was able to plug in my flat iron. And yesterday, I checked in at 5'3", in a bus, so I spoke and said I was going to be 5'3".
Now, hold on 1 second. This lady came to our service, in a miracle service in Dera Beach. And we were taking testimonies of people that God had increased in height. How faith is activated when you hear testimonies. Faith is activated. So I had a name, and she was doing some deacon work, and I told her, come here. How many of you remember that? When I prayed for her, that was about 3 weeks ago. She was 4'11 and a half. That was her height. 4 feet, 11 and a half. You understand what I mean? So when the glory of God came, I prayed that God will increase her to 5'3". Somebody say amen. God has made her 5'3". Give God praise for the creative miracle that makes a woman increase in height supernaturally. It is not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Someone say hallelujah. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Can you tell the difference, my brother? So you definitely must be having a lot of good time. Bless you.
With that powerful testimony, that's a creative miracle where the Lord increases people in a height.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's Jesus that does those kind of miracles. When you take the limits of God, God will do the incredible. He doesn't like when we limit him. God is not limited to our understanding. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that which we think or ask, according to his power that dwells within us. 561-337-9018. Believe God and you be established. Believe his prophets, you shall prosper. We want to see you prosper and go to the next level of your faith in Jesus' name. What a mighty God we serve. I believe you're excited about what God is doing, and expect good things to come your way in Jesus' name. Get ready for the word. And don't forget, we have youth camp coming up on July the 1st through the 6th. You can register on our website or call 561-337-9018 for more information about camp. If you want to send your teenagers there, we're going to be in Iowa, Sand Springs, beautiful place to have camp. And they're going to love every moment of it. So reach out and we'll give you information about it. Amen. I'll be back after this message.
Send revival in the house. Send revival, 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 revival. Revival in the house. Send revival, send revival, send revival, send revival, send revival. Watch, 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 watch. Catch a fire.
Praise the Lord. We're here and ready for revival. Get ready for the word of God. Jesus is Lord. Nothing is impossible with him. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. These are the last days. I want to give you just a little few things that are happening here as I get ready to share the word of God with you. We see the tensions rising up in Iran, and we don't know what's happening there, but you understand that all this enmity is directed towards Israel. But it looks like there could be a war between Iran and Iran and the proxies of Iran against United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, and some of it could happen. We don't know when, but you know, these are signs of the Lord's return. Things could change dramatically, very rapidly. And you cannot predict or predict them and say, well, it's going to be like this or like that. You just have to keep yourself ready for the master. You know, get your heart right and close every door that you have to close. And also what's happening in South America, you know, what's happening in Africa, what's happening in different parts of the world shows you that the Lord is coming back soon. So we do really want to encourage all of our listeners to engage in deeper connection with the Lord and draw your hearts back to him. Today I wanted to teach you about removing defilement from your midst, because it can become an engagement or an interruption or something that you engage in ignorantly or knowingly that could make things very difficult for you. And a lot of time people neglect this area, which can become a hindrance or a point of contact for the enemy to make life difficult for you. So we want to deal with this and help you out to overcome these obstacles and hindrances in your life that the enemy has mounted up to block your perception, to block your healing, your deliverance, and your breakthroughs. So draw your heart to God and he will draw nigh to you. He says, draw unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. So Joshua is going to the promised land, and God is with him. They defeat Jericho, but when they come to Ai, then they get stuck. In verse 2 says, and Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven on the east side of Bethel, and spoke unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said unto him, now all the people go up there, but let just about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up there and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but a few. So you see, they despised the Ai because it was small in number, and they didn't have to raise the entire army to go to war. But what they didn't realize is that one of the men on their team had taken things that God said did not belong to man, and kept them for himself, and that cost them a lot of men because God was not with them. So the fight is the Lord's. When you do it on your own, then you're not going to succeed. So it says in verse 5, and the men of Ai smote of them about 36,000, for they chased them before they get even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. What the enemy does is he lures you into the conflict where you rely on your strength, assuming that you can do this in your strength and you don't need God.
you don't need God's help. So a lot of people have defiled possessions. You know, number two, open doors that the enemy use for attack and hinder you. So those doors got to be closed. So we want to deal with these elements that the enemy has accumulated in defiling the believer's life, so the enemy can walk through that to attack you. And removing the cast thing from your midst, the things that God has set apart for himself, that you should not indulge in, to allow the enemy to access you and defile you or hinder you from operating in the blessing of God that he has for your life. So we want to be more adamant in understanding what is the kind of thing. Why do you have to keep your hands away from it? You know, so this is more like a wake-up call for all the people that are listening to me. Get your heart right and don't put God on the side. God has to be first. He cannot be neglected. He can't be treated like he has no purpose. You have to put him in the first place. So that's where God wants you to position him, and in doing so, then you guaranteed the victory over the enemy. So we see that Joshua defeated Jericho easy because the Lord was with him. God was with him. So in this battle, he was not alone. So because when God is with you, amen, your victory is guaranteed. So the victory that Joshua and his boys enjoyed was a result of God fighting the battle. So he was not alone. So in this battle you're dealing with today in your life, you have to understand that if you're battling the enemy on your own, you're going to lose. But if God be for you, who can be against you? So we have to deal with these elements that the enemy has gained access to. So God has to be number one. So if you take what belongs to God and keep it for yourself, then you have opened up a door for the enemy to access, defile, hinder you, and make things difficult for you. Because now the Lord is not going to be able to fight for you, because now you're on your own. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, let's look at what is the Lord's. So God deserves the best. God deserves all the time on your clock. So what do you mean by that? What about my time? No, he takes the first place. So if you put God first, then God will be in that atmosphere. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giving you power to get wealth, that he may establish, that he may confirm his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Giving God the first place, putting God first. So you know, you remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. He gives you power to get wealth. He establishes you. He protects you. He sustains you. He takes care of you. So he has to be given the first place. And then when we go back to Joshua, for those of you just joining me on this radio show, we are starting on identifying what is set apart, what is the accursed thing, what is it that belongs to God that we're not supposed to touch. And we need to stop touching it and close every door. If you're a child of God, you need to close every door. That way you can be able to win these battles. It says in verse 1, but the sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regard to the things under the ban, for Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zebedee, the son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah, took some of the things under the ban. Therefore the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. So what is the accursed thing? What is the thing that is sacred that is not supposed to be touched, that Joshua touched? So when they went there, these vessels, God said, don't touch them, because he gave them everything in Jericho. They could take whatever they want, but those vessels are mine, don't touch them. But they went and took these vessels. So the things that God says they're mine, you're not supposed to touch them, they went and they touched them. And in verse 16, if you look at verse 16 in Joshua chapter 7, and so Joshua rose early the morning and brought the Israel near by the tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken, and brought the family of Judah near, and he took the family of Zerahites, and brought the family of Zaranahites near man, and by man, and Zabdi was taken. So if you keep on reading, then verse 19, then Joshua said to Achan, my son, I implore you, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and give praise to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. So Achan answered Joshua and said, truly I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. And this is what I did. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful mantle from Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold, 50 shekels in weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they're concealed in the earth inside my tent with the silver underneath it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. Behold, it was concealed in his tent with silver and underneath it. So he coveted what was not to be touched. That explains to you why today a lot of believers end up mixing things that God says, this is mine, and they keep it for themselves. I'm going to talk about those things that we have to deal with. Like I told you, God has to be first in your life. He deserves to be given number one attention. So you got to take down those idols in your heart, the things that you that have replaced God in your life. It could be, you know, a grudge you're holding towards people that in your heart, you know, thinking that ego, and that replace God in your life. You could see, come, you know, give God grasp to hold and do it. Important. He deserves time. He deserves the best. Also, when we talk about the things that God says, it's mine. So we talk about the first fruit. He says the first fruit is mine. The first fruit of your harvest, that is mine. So now you don't identify what is the first fruit, and then relinquish it, give it to God. Then also we understand that God says the tithe is mine. So you separate the tithe from your paycheck, and that goes to God. Now you have a lot of people that say, well, that's in the Old Testament, we don't have to tithe. So people are going to go on and begin to disqualify scripture or misinterpret the scripture. But if you do your own research and you study the scripture, you're going to see how powerful it is for you as a child of God to tithe. Because when you do that, you're allowing God to combat the enemy on your behalf. Because what the tithing does, it unlocks an open heaven over you, because God says he'll rebuke the devourer. Now you could try to rebuke the devourer and scream your lungs out. You're going to get tired of doing it, because the devourer is more experienced than you in this engage in the battle game. But you see, in America, sometimes it's difficult for people to tithe because of the life you live. Things are constantly thrown at you. So most of the time when your paycheck comes, by the time cashes out of your account, it's been spent six times. So it becomes difficult for you to tithe, because you're already living above your means. You gotta pay credit card debt, you gotta pay late fees. You know, you think about, you know, if you have a mortgage, or you have a car note, or you're paying student loans, which is really a big ripoff, you know, when you're going to school, and then, you know, the give you all these big loans, and then you have to pay them for the rest of your life. So your life get exposed to a lot of you know, things that are constantly draining you. So you have to pay the car note, you have to pay the ring, you got a ring on credit, you got to pay the weave you got on credit, you got to pay the shoes you got on credit. So all these things, you know, interest rates accumulate, and then the debt collectors are calling you, harassing you. So your life is constantly under the misery. Now God says tithe. He said, well, how am I going to be able to tithe? But this is God's, it's a curse. It's set apart for the Lord, so you're not supposed to eat it. So then you end up eating it. So now once you eat it, the enemy comes to collect it. And when the enemy comes to collect it, he collects it with interest. So the believer, the child of God, has to know. You have to know how to separate what is God's. So a lot of you have open doors. And when God releases blessing, the enemy comes and attacks. He attacks you because he initiates problems because there's an open door. And these problems begin to taint, to steal from you. And you can never eat the tithe. So there are two ways you tithe. Either you tithe as an act of faith, or the enemy comes to collect it with interest, because the devil is going to cause problems to come and collect it. Car breakdown, washing machine breakdown, your investments fall apart. Things, the enemy always will initiate situations that will come, and you end up not enjoying it. You understand what I mean? Because now it's already deep, you already spread it within your areas, and then now you're not able to benefit from it. If you buy something with the tithe money, what's going to happen is that it's going to fall apart. Now, some people say, well, I don't want to tithe because I don't know what my church is doing with the money. You don't understand that that is God. God is knows. If you tithe, or if you give an offering, you've given it to God. And then God is going to, God is a God. You don't trust the integrity of your pastor or the leadership, how they handle the finances, then you really in the wrong place, or your mind is being attacked, because most of the time they're doing the right thing with the money. But if you're not sure, you don't know what they're doing with the money, then you gotta find a church where you're gonna trust the leadership. But it's important for you not to second guess what God has said about tithing and giving. Now you don't understand that God loves you. He's gonna continue to bless you. When rain falls, even the wicked get rain. When the Lord is pouring rain on earth, you imagine even the murderer getting rain. Even those that are doing abortion, they're getting rain. Even those that are engaging in witchcraft, they're getting rain. It's dropping down. But what you do with the rain is going to bring glory to God. That's what sets the distinction. So when we pray blessings and prayer on people, they come down from heaven. Everybody receives it. But what you do with what you've received, is it going to benefit? Is it going to have a lasting worth? That's where most people miss it. Because they say, well, I don't know whether I can really tithe, but I'll just give what I feel like giving. That's okay, but it's not okay. What I mean by that is that you have to understand that God wants to deliver you from bondage. So the first level of obedience is tithe. We haven't even talked about the first fruit, but you're talking about the level of obedience, which is tithing. That should be just like that. You know that I'm a tither, period. So if one lady testified in our church, I mean, you know, she was pulled over by the police, and she happened to be going a little bit over the speed limit, and she was pulled over. And then the police, you know, she said, Lord, I'm a tither, help me out here. So the police came and just gave a warning. And I'm not saying you should do that because you're a tither, just go driving over the speed limit. No. But in her situation, she said, I'm a tither, the devil's not going to take my money. And the Lord gave her favor, and she was just given a warning. Be careful, slow down, because she was rushing to go get a kid. Very important for you to understand this. If you have a business, you run a business enterprise, make sure that you tithe. There is this young Christian businessman, I was hearing about his testimony. He's not even, I think he's about 26 years old. He has over 10 homes. He runs a multi-million-dollar business. He hires people, but the people he hire, they have to tithe. If they don't tithe, he fires them. So to work in his organization, you have to be a tither. Now you have to think about it. You say, well, where is that in the Bible? It's in Malachi. You know, will a man rob God? So how many times do people rob God? Because they don't keep track of their tithe. You know, this is something very important for you to understand, that God wants to bless you, but God has to rebuke the devourer for thy sake, because there is a giant that is haunting you and fighting your finances. In Malachi chapter 3, it says in verse, you say, well, I had that before. We'll hear it again now. Probably you hear it in the spirit. It says in verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet you're robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? have we robbed thee in tithe and offerings? He says, you're cursed with a curse. You're robbing me and the whole nation of you. Bring all the tithe in the storehouse, so there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. You want overflow blessing? Do what the scripture says. Honor the Lord. Now, there are many principles that I can share with you if time would permit. But okay, the tithe is the Lord's. So if you don't bring it to God and then you begin to use it, then now you're missing the point, because God wants you to tithe. And then the other thing is the first fruit. Every beginning of the year or beginning of season, understand when to bring the first fruit. The children of Israel did that, and they continue to do it today. And you see how prosperous they are. So they follow the principle that God gave them. Now, those who are not in Christ, they do things that are, you know, they cheat, kill, embezzle, manipulate, and whatever the success that is man-made does not bring glory to God, it ends up destroying them. But success birthed by God will bring glory to God. We see how God blessed Abraham. Abraham gave the first fruit. You see, what is the first fruit? His only son, Isaac, he took him and offered him on the altar. And the Lord provided a lamb, because that was an act of obedience. God is always going to demand the first fruit. Very important for you to understand. So you got to study, go into scripture and do some research and learn what it means to take what is their cast, thing that God has set apart for himself, and remove it from among you and give it to God. Don't touch it. Don't mix it. Take God's money out of your money and see what the Lord is going to do for you. He's going to fight for you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to give you favor. He's going to help you deal with those situations that have to do with the struggles in your life, in your marriage. Close the door. I mean, you have kids, you have a wife, you have a husband. So close the door. Do your part and let God do his part. You say, well, it's too difficult. Well, you need to consolidate. Now, look at, okay, if you look at the amount of debt you have and look at all the things you're struggling with in your life, if you examine, there's some things you can say, okay, I'm going to close this, or I'm going to stop feeding this so I can be able to take God's money out of. Because if it is becoming a drainer, then you need to shut it down and restructure and see what God's going to do. For the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. God wants to deliver you from the monster that is eating at your hands, the work of your hands. God wants to bless the work of your hands, and the devil wants you, the work of your hands, to be cast. Ahai defeated Joshua until Joshua took the things that Achan had stolen, destroyed everything. That's when the Israel got back on a winning trail. God wants to bring you back on a winning trail, but remove their cast thing from your midst. Do the right thing and see God bless you. Give God put God where you're supposed to be in your heart. Let him become number one. Very important. No idols. Tear down those idols in your life. Tear down those idols that are distracting you. Tear them down in Jesus' name. I'm not saying go kill somebody. No, I'm just saying, you know, rearrange your affection. Rearrange the way you see God. Let him become number one. Put him in the first place and let him become the number one. Don't live in fear. Live in faith. Doubt is a snare. You gotta cast down doubt. You gotta cast down vain imagination. You gotta let the offenses go, so that God will be in the place of sacredness. So where you have a sacredness in your heart and you put your faith and trust in Jesus, so you can order your footsteps to victory. I want to believe God that God's going to help you overcome this attack on your mind, on your finances, on your health, on your business, on your ministry, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, I'm going to pray with you right now, my listeners. And God willing, this week I'll pick up from here and continue to teach you about these powerful principles. Father, thank you for those that are joining me today that are struggling in the area of their tithing and they're struggling in the area of the fast fruit. That, Lord, you help them learn that they can walk by faith and not by sight, and they can be delivered from poverty, lack, doubt, and unbelief. For the spirit of doubt is out to hinder them from seeing things the way you want them to see it. And let your children learn to put you in the first place. And those that who don't know Jesus, that will get no Christ through this preaching, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, oh Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. I renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart and as my Lord and my Savior. I'm truly born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Stay in Christ and remain faithful. He's coming back soon for the church without spot or wrinkle. And he'll get your heart ready. Read your Bible every day and find a Bible-believing church and grow spiritually in Jesus' name. And the gospel must be preached as a witness. Then the end will come. So take that step of faith today and begin to act on what the Lord's instructions are and see what God's going to do for you. The Lord will deliver you from the battles you're facing. And once you get the victory, learn to keep that territory that God has given you. Once you receive the victory, maintain it. You have to maintain the territory. Don't lose territory. When God gives it to you, don't lose it. You have to defend the position because the enemy wants to come and retake it. Defend the position. Never leave the fundamentals that brought you the success. Obedience, putting God first. Well, I'll be back again next week to bring you my exciting programming. You can tune in every Saturday at the same time on this broadcast. And those of you that are, you can watch, go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us on 561-337-9018. I want to hear from you today. Go to my website, powerevangelism.net, and watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock. May the good Lord bless you on Channel 13 and 61 in this region. Thank you for joining me, and I'll be back again next week to bring you more exciting programming. This is Apostle Sally, powerevangelism.net. God bless you. Have a blessed day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you